Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 6, day 2 of our study of Ephesians and Philippians. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Ephesians 6, 5 through 9. Welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. Again, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I want to encourage you, if you enjoy seeing these kinds of teachings, we have a YouTube channel. 10-week Bible study has a YouTube channel, and I want to encourage you to check that out sometime. Go over to youtube.com and type in 10-week Bible, and we'll pop right up. All right, with that, let's go ahead and pray before we start today. Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us, God? Speak to us. Fill our hearts with the knowledge of you. Fascinate us with your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before we jump into God's word today, I want to say that this is a challenging passage, what we're reading today. It's challenging for multiple reasons, but especially in our context right now, this is one of those passages that people really use to say, well, you know, God's not good, or you know, you shouldn't be a Christian, or whatever. This passage is one of those challenging passages to our culture, modern American Western culture. When we read what we're about to read, it's one of those things that because of our context, because of our baggage, because of our history as a nation, as a people, as Westerners, as Christians, as modern people, this really is a difficult passage. So with that, let's go ahead and jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Ephesians 6, starting in verse 5. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear, and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not people, because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do, whether they are slave or free. This, again, is a challenging passage because Paul, some people have tried to contextualize this into our modern context and said, well, we don't have slavery anymore. We have, you know, people that go to factories and they work, or they work 9-to-5 jobs for bosses or whatever. And, you know, we should apply this to that, because in some ways they'll say it's, you know, it's basically kind of like the concept of slavery in Paul's day. I don't really buy that. I mean, there are always things we can look at this and say, yes, we can apply this if we are working in a job, and it does. It makes sense. Don't only do good for your boss while they're watching. Do good for your boss while they're not. Actually, you know, work for Jesus. Obey your boss. Do what your boss needs and ask you to with the fervency that you would obey Christ with. Yes, we can apply those things. We can definitely learn lessons from what he's saying here. But in the end, I don't know that what Paul is saying, in the context that he's saying it, fully applies to that situation. Again, yes, we can learn valuable lessons from what he's saying here, but Paul was actually speaking to slaves in a time when slavery was very, very legal. And the rules governing what owners could do to slaves was not all that great. There's been tons of people, you know, basically say, well, so the baggage that we have is slavery in the United States was really all black Africans were enslaved in the United States, in the New World. And really not just in America, but throughout different parts of the world, there were mainly black slaves all over the world for a period of time, especially in the United States. I'll speak directly to our United States of America context, our Western Hemisphere context, is there were black Africans, slaves, and they were treated as subhuman in many cases, in probably most cases. And that is even codified to some extent in the Constitution. We have to read the Constitution of the United States and see that for census purposes, slaves were counted as 3/5 of a person. And whereas the Constitution is not trying to say that each slave was 3/5 of the person, basically, in reality, the Constitution didn't view slaves as mattering at all, but it was a compromise with the people in the South to like say, hey, we'll give you 3/5 of a person for each slave you have to up your numbers for representation. That's what it was really about. But the fact that it says that slaves, black African slaves, counted as 3/5 of a person, that's in there. And we have to own that. And that's the baggage that we carry into this. And a lot of people will teach that the slavery in Paul's day was different than the slavery that we had in the United States. And in some ways, that is true. There was not slavery in Paul's day based on a race of people. Slavery was not a good situation. And we know that Paul was born a free person. There's an encounter specifically in the book of Acts where Paul is in prison and the people in the specific city that threw him in jail assumed that he was not a Roman citizen. And at one point he has this conversation where he says, I was born a Roman citizen. And the guard that's guarding him said, I had to buy it. Basically, he was not a citizen. Doesn't necessarily mean he was a slave, but he had to become probably a Roman soldier and then buy his citizenship into Rome. Even that is a couple of steps above being a slave, being owned by somebody. And again, back in those days, it wasn't race-based like it was in the United States, but it still wasn't good. I mean, people could buy and sell and trade their slaves just like they could in the United States. They could beat them. They could mistreat them. They, in some cases, could even have them put to death for not really doing anything terribly wrong. And so reading through this, it is a challenging thing. But it was legal. It was absolutely legal. And it was the norm for the day. And so Paul is addressing, I think, my personal opinion. I don't think he's saying, hey, slavery good, yay, slavery. I love them. I love me some slaves. I don't think that's what he's saying. I think he's speaking to an existing thing within the world that was around him. Now, when we look back at the Old Testament, the Lord actually gave the right to Jewish people to have slaves. And again, that is another challenging issue. It is a challenging issue, but I think the last half of this passage should give us pause as to, you know, just how we should view that, but still it's a very challenging issue. Now, in our modern context, many people are not aware of this, but there are more slaves on earth today than ever before in human history. The book of Revelation, in John's prophecy about the coming end times, he says that there are going to be slaves and there is going to be a slave trade in the city of Babylon. And in some extent, in the book of Revelation, that looks like a city, but it also looks like a worldwide system. And so I believe that there is, right now on earth, to my knowledge, I don't think that there is any legal slavery. I think Saudi Arabia, a couple of Arab nations, were the last countries to criminally abolish slavery, and that was only a couple of decades ago. So as of 2021, I don't believe that there is any legal slavery on planet Earth. But today, there are more slaves than any point in human history. And it is the underground sex slave, trafficked people kind of slavery. There's also actually people bound in slavery, doing work as slaves. And the mechanisms by how that works, they're not legal, but they happen. And there are actually trafficked people, there are slaves in the United States today, in every country in the West, in probably every country on planet Earth, there are trafficked slaves. So this very much exists in our day. And the difficulty that I have with this and with applying this to people in those kinds of situations is I'm not sure that it actually applies. Paul was speaking to something that was codified. It was legal. Like, there's nothing that Paul can say to get these people out of it. Paul, if he tells them, hey, run away from your masters and get away and go live a life somewhere else and obey Christ there, they could be put to death for that. They really could be put to death for running away. So probably not the most sound advice in a culture, in a situation where it was very legal to be a slave. And so Paul is saying, hey, work for them like you do for Christ. Serve them wholeheartedly, even when they're not watching. He says, the Lord will reward you for your work, even if they don't. I'm not sure that that applies. In my heart, I want to tell people that are being trafficked, if you can, run away. Get out of it. I know tons of people that are working with trafficked people, with slaves all over the earth today, trying to get them out of it, trying to get them out of the illegal slave trade. So I don't know that we have an application for this in our day and time, but I do believe that Scripture prophetically says that legal slave trade, I think legal slave trade will return. And if that is, if you say, no way, no one would ever do that again, understand that the heart of man is exceedingly wicked. We will get what we want and take what we want and abuse and use people to get what we want. And if we throw off the shackles of Christianity and Western religious mindsets, really the only religion in human history really that has rejected the idea of slavery has been Christianity and maybe to some extent modern Judaism, but almost every other world religion is really okay with slavery to some extent in some form or fashion. And Christians don't have a great track record with this either. But from a biblical perspective and from a historical perspective, most Christians throughout history have been opposed to slavery. Even in fact, in the United States, the abolition movement was primarily driven by Christians based on their view of Scripture, even with passages like this. And so if Christianity is thrown off as kind of an overarching morality over planet Earth, which to some extent exists, especially in the West, then yes, I believe slavery will be codified again. It will be legal in some form or fashion again. I do believe that. All right. Paul finishes this chapter with his instruction to slave masters, slave owners. Verse 9. And masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him. Paul is saying, listen, you slave owners, don't think because you're a slave owner that when you get to heaven, God's going to be like, hey, you were wealthier and better off than this poor schlub over here, and so it's okay that you beat him, and it's okay that you treated them poorly. No, Paul is saying, listen, yes, you own people, but they are still people made in the image of God. And when you stand before God the Father, there's no difference between you two. And he's going to judge them one way and he's going to judge you another way, but the judgment is the same. You stand on even ground with God. So when you look at that person, slave owner, don't look at them as just your property, but look at them as another eternal creation who will stand before God the Father someday. And that is a terrifying thing. And again, people say we should apply this to our lives and work and business owners and people like that. Yes, I believe that. I fully believe that. Business owners, bosses, treat people well. Just because you have some slight authority over somebody doesn't mean that you should lord it over them. You're going to stand before God and give an account to him someday for that. So treat them with kindness and with respect and dignity. Don't be jerks to people, But again, I'm not sure that that fully applies. This is not exactly a one-to-one what Paul was talking about. We are talking about slave owners, slave masters. And there may be a day. Now, if you are a slave owner right now on planet Earth in 2021, stop. Stop. Repent before the Lord and let those people free. There is no country on earth where this is legal or okay, and most of what is done to slaves right now is the most heinous wickedness imaginable. If you're hearing my voice and you know, yes, I have basically slaves that I own, repent and set them free right now. It is not okay in our context right now. It's not okay. It is not legal anywhere. It's not ethical. It's not moral. Let them go. But I do believe that there is probably coming a day where this may be legal and considered moral and ethical in certain cultures. I don't know that I would ever consider it moral or ethical, but it's probably coming back to planet Earth one day. And I think Paul's words here may ring true again someday. I don't believe they do right now. I don't believe they do right now. And I pray that we won't see that in our lifetime and our children's lifetime. But I do believe prophetically from the book of Revelation that it is coming back. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time.